I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Foot drop is a condition caused by weakness or paralysis of the muscles involved in lifting the front part of the foot. Dr. Mary Noreen Herring is here to talk about the causes, symptoms, and treatment for this condition. Dr. Herring is an associate professor in the College of Medicine, and she's a physician specializing in neurological rehabilitation at MUSC. Dr. Herring, tell us about this condition.
Foot drop is the condition where you have difficulty lifting your foot. So you actually, throughout your gait cycle, you actually move your foot upwards to clear your foot. And this is a very crucial part of walking. And if you don't have the strength in your leg to do that, then you have the inability to clear your foot. And this causes a condition known as foot drop.
And is it typical that people might be tripping and falling? Is that one of the symptoms they might notice?
Yes, they'll typically say either they can't elevate the foot or that they've noticed that they're dragging their foot or having difficulty walking.
And what typically causes this condition?
Foot drop has many different causes. Basically, it can be a peripheral nerve problem. It can be a muscle disorder or an inherited nerve disorder, or it could be a problem in the brain or spinal cord. It develops depending on the etiology of the foot drop. It can be something that comes on quickly with a neurologic problem, or it could be gradual.
How is foot drop typically diagnosed?
We diagnose foot drop by bringing the patient in and doing a physical examination. We check strength, sensation, reflexes, and then we watch the person walk. We also then, based on what we find, order some testing. It can be x-rays or an MRI. We do often do an ultrasound to check for cysts or tumors near a nerve. We also do nerve conduction and EMG testing.
And the big question is, what can be done to treat this condition so that people can live a more normal life and not have a risk of falling or tripping?
There are different things that we can do depending on what's going on with the patient, but one of the simplest things we can do is we can give the patient a brace known as an ankle-foot orthosis, and this is a lightweight brace that fits in the shoe. It helps the patient walk more efficiently, and essentially the brace does what the foot can't do, keep the foot elevated so they can clear the foot during ambulation. We also, at the same time, would send them to physical therapy, which they can help the patient strengthen the leg. They can also try functional electrical stimulation, which is a very good thing to try that actually stimulate the muscle to help the foot elevate while the person's walking. And then sometimes they do surgery if they find that there's a problem around the nerve. It could be scar tissue or a cyst or something like that. And lastly, they can also fuse the foot if necessary to help the person keep that foot in a neutral position for walking.
Dr. Herring, thanks for providing this information about foot drop.
Well, thank you for having me.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.